Da 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 da. The smell of your skin lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection. With myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity. I must go alone. I must take the baby steps till I'm full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay. Self and center, clear. clarity, peace, serenity.
This is Sounds Escaping, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. If you were expecting to hear Nate this morning, I hate to break it to you, no you won't. I'm subbing. This is Claire Ellis from Sounds Escaping. We haven't had a show yet this semester, so if it's been a while since you've heard my voice, that explains that. That was Fergie, Big Girls Don't Cry, and that came to me in a dream last night, in my dream. And I felt the need to play it this morning. It was a song I really liked when I was younger. And I remember my babysitter would pick me up from like after school care in elementary school. And we listened to it on the drive back to my house. And it was a good time. And I'm older now, you know, obviously. And I still love the song. I still think that even though it's a little, you know, can feel corny at times, it's something I'll always like. I like Fergie. I love her. When I was in third grade, I just remembered this. I had a birthday party, and it was just a classic, like, you know, hanging out in the backyard, nothing special. But my family had just gotten the Black Eyed Peas CD for The End, which we would listen to all the time as a family. But also, we just played it for the entire birthday party on repeat. And I remember a bunch of the kids were like, this song has curses in it. But it was fun. I thought it was entertaining. And I would do something like that again. So maybe for my birthday this year, I'll listen to it again. I don't know. We'll see. But hope everyone's enjoying their day so far. School's canceled for quote-unquote snowstorm coming up. Although I'm looking out the window right now and I don't see any snow. A little bit of rain. Even so, it's not that cold. I actually walked here just a rain jacket on. And I was fine. So I don't know, we'll see. I do hope it snows. I want to go sledding. I did a little skiing this weekend with my friends, which I feel like I now just sound like I'm bragging, but it was really fun. And I hadn't gone skiing since I was maybe 12 or 13, and that was fun too, although I didn't know how to stop, and I was going down a blue, and I ruined it for everyone else because I ran over all their skis at the end. So that, you know, it was funny maybe to like the 5 people that didn't get run over by me at the time. But this time, I'm a little better. I was able to appreciate how funny it was to watch other people do that. So I had a great time. Only fell once, and that's because I was laughing. So overall, a great weekend with a tiny bit of snow. I won't say I love East Coast skiing. Maybe I won't do it again. Maybe I'll go someplace with real snow, but we'll see. I was grateful to be there. It was a fun time. This morning, I'm kind of thinking, you know, February 13th, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. If you're celebrating, that's great. Super fun. I celebrate every year. I don't think you need to necessarily be in a relationship to have fun on Valentine's Day. I like to eat a lot of chocolate. My mom sends me chocolate, so that's what I've been doing, eating chocolate that my mom sent me. Gonna make my friends some Valentine's Day cards. And this morning I'll play some songs that might make you think about love or your lack of it. So to continue with this theme, I have some Amy Winehouse up next, so I'll just get that started for you if you want to hear me stop talking.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once it was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we get snatched. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility You don't owe nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress the man when there's so many real things at hand? We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you and perspective pushes true, I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't upgrade myself again. Should just be my own best friend. I fuck myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away. The sun goes down. Say no regrets and no most of no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above the place. Lonely lovers see. He walks away. The sun goes down.
Thinking about you every single day. Guess I'm really missing you and all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up? It used to be just me and you.
I spend my time just thinking about you every single day. Guess I'm really missing you and all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up? Yo, what's
can
up? What's
you meet
up? What's
me halfway,
up?
Right?
Sail the seven seas across the universe and go to other galaxies. Just tell me where to go, just tell me where you wanna meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be. Cause girl, I want you right now. I travel uptown, I travel downtown. Wanna have you around, like every single day. I love you always,
can
I'll meet
you
halfway.
Oh,
for you and I.
For you and I.
I will try until I die. For you and I. For you and I. For you and I.
She knows what's wrong. She just can't quit a heart so numb. Hers to live it, but worse to run. Waits for the night time, there's no fun. Got a call from my brother, said he's gonna. You lied about your work and I haven't seen you in months. There's no light in your eyes and she won't open them. The hardest thing, you are not addicted to me. I'm the only thing you should need. You should be addicted to me. Drink just not to care, not care just to drink. Can that be enough and not take too much? The hardest thing, you are not addicted.
You are
How are we feeling so far? I know I said I was playing some songs that are about love and then some songs that are about, I guess, the lack thereof. And I've been pretty heavy on the lack thereof. But don't worry. I have a few songs coming up. And by a few, I really mean just maybe two. Just two that are positive and happy. But to be honest, I think the best songs, best love songs and that kind of music, romantic music, I think they're better when they're sad. My friend has a playlist, which is like the most romantic songs ever, and I found it, and I was looking at it, and also she did tell me about it, so it's not like I was like stalking her or something, but I found it, and I was looking through, and most of the songs were just really depressing, but I can understand that. That's romantic. I get what they're going for. But anyway, if you were listening for all of those, we had Tears Dry on Their Own by Amy Winehouse. Love Amy Winehouse. Meet Me Halfway by the Black Eyed Peas. And Addicted by Georgia Smith. I used to think that Georgia Smith's name was pronounced Yorya Smith, which I'm not proud of, but we move. Once again, the Black Eyed Peas, big fan, big huge fan. I did actually decide in the past 20 minutes after I said it myself that I do want to have another Black Eyed Peas birthday party. I'll probably listen to the exact same CD, although I would have to buy the CD again because I don't have the old one. I also don't have a stereo, so I'd have to buy like a little thing to play it on. Or maybe I'll get like a record. I've been really into buying records recently, and this past weekend when I was away with my friends, we were around the Great Barrington area, which I hadn't been to before, so it was really fun to go and check out, take some photos. We went to a few different antique shops and thrift stores, and I got a few things, and I'm pretty proud of all the purchases. I didn't spend too much, and it's all stuff that I'm going to use. But the thing that I'm most proud of is he went to this antique store. It was kind of small, just one guy working there. He had like a nice fish tank with a few fish. One was like eating pebbles and spitting them out. They looked healthy though, they were fine. Pretty cute. But he had a ton of crates of like 70s, 80s, 90s records. Some of which were movie soundtracks. And before, honestly, I would have thought, oh, I don't want a movie soundtrack record. I don't know, like when I was like 16, maybe I would have thought that. But one of my favorites that I already own is the Guardians of the Galaxy record, which if you know, you know, it's amazing music. It's kind of funny though to like want to listen to some Marvin Gaye or you want to listen to Brandy and you have to bust out the Guardians of the Galaxy like vinyl. It looks ridiculous, but the best songs are on it. So if you don't already own it, you might as well just go buy it if you don't have all those other songs. But anyway, that's all to say, I found the record for Saturday Night Fever, which, do I like the movie? No. But has amazing songs, like the Bee Gees, the Tavares, like, you know, it, for me, it doesn't get much better than that, all in one record. So I went up to check it out, and I thought it said, you know, $4. Like, I was willing to pay $4. But the guy pulled it out, looks at the records, and he was like, you know, they look pretty scratched up. I'm not 100% sure it's going to work, so I don't feel bad. You take it for free. And, you know, if it works, great. If it doesn't work, I'm sorry, but at least you got it for free, which I really appreciate. I thought that was really nice. Just such a hospitable person. So I took it home, and I was kind of anxious the whole ride back that it wasn't going to work, and I'd be kind of sad, and I'd have to, like, go out and actually pay for the real thing, but came back. Put it on, and it worked. Works perfectly. No scratches, actually. I have some of my own records that are more scratched up than that, which is maybe embarrassing for me. But I got some of them when I was 12, so, you know, it's been a while. But I'm really happy about that. Fortunately, I'm not playing any of those songs today. Those are pretty upbeat. Maybe I'll play that when Fiona and Elena, my other DJs, are here. They're usually with me. But today, you know, early morning sub. Ironically, our weekly show is even earlier. It's 7 a.m., but again, we move. So, next up, I have a more positive song. Just one more positive song for you guys. And it's one of my favorite songs of all time. And I remember when I first came to Tufts freshman year, I played it for my friends, like my new college friends, and none of them knew it. So I made them dance to it, and they all love it. I don't know if they remember that, but I do. It was a really fun night for me. So, anyway, because I didn't tell you what it is, it's What Is Love by Hathaway. Let's get it going.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me, don't hurt me no more.
Big Brothers and Big Sisters public service announcement. Be a Big Brothers Big Sisters volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or a little sister, age 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again, just for a few hours each month. To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS or visit us online at bigbrotherbigsisters.org. If you're still listening, thank you. That's What Is Love by Hadaway, one of my favorite songs ever. If you don't like it, I don't believe you. Next few songs I have coming up are also two more of my favorite songs ever, which I guess maybe we're sensing a theme here. We've played this song on the radio quite a few times already, and I was talking to Fiona, one of our other DJs, yesterday, and we were worried, like, you know, like, oh, is this gonna go viral on TikTok or something? Because, you know, that's kind of like the bane of existence when your favorite song goes viral on TikTok, because, you know, no one likes that. Nobody likes that, especially if it's older, although sometimes I feel a little bit like an old man saying stuff like that. But anyway, the next one coming up is a Fleetwood Mac song. Sometimes I call them Fleet Macwood by accident. That's a secret we can keep. Don't tell anyone else I said that. And then the next one we have coming up is a Hall & Oates song. So stay tuned in, enjoy the music, and if it's too sad, sorry. It's a great song.
try to bomb it with a sermon. But it's plain to see that they can't comfort me. Sorry, Charlie, for the imposition. I think I got the strength to carry on, yeah. I need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's up to me.
What will be here?
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh,
I better learn how to face.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I pay the devil to replace her.
She's gone.
And she's gone.
Oh, I.
What went wrong? Get up in the morning, look in the mirror. Worn as a toothbrush hanging in the stand, yeah. My face ain't looking any younger.
Now I can see love taking her toll on me.
She's gone,
she's gone.
Oh, I
better learn how to face.
She's gone,
she's gone.
To replace her,
and she's gone.
Oh, I, what went away, yeah.
And pretty bodies help dissolve the memories.
They can never be
what she
was
to me.
She's gone,
she's gone.
Oh, I
better learn how to face
her. She's gone,
she's gone.
Oh, I pay the devil to replace her.
She's gone,
and she's gone.
Oh, I.
She's Gone by Hall & Oates. Another one of my favorite songs, as I probably already said a million times, when I'm on aux, you know, driving around, I do like to play that one, and everyone else likes this song. I think they don't like when I'm on aux, because I tend to play stuff that they're like, oh, it's so sad, this is their saddest song. But that's what makes it good. I honestly do think that. So to continue with our theme of sad but lovely, lovey, songs for pre-Valentine's Day. Next up we have No Doubt. No Doubt, No Doubt, No Doubt. So let's just go right ahead.
I really feel but I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're letting go, and if it's real, I don't want to know. Don't speak.
human grace. Your eyes without a face.
Without a Face by Billy Idol. A lovely song, a great album. Just want to say thank you everyone for listening. We're nearing the end of the show. I only have one more song left, and it's a long one. It's a beautiful one by Jeff Buckley. So yeah, like I said, I'm mostly just playing sad songs today, but they're the best ones, so you can't really argue with that. And we're gonna have someone else come on at around 10 o'clock, so stay tuned in for their show. I'll remind you, this is Sounds Escaping. This is Claire. And if you're listening, this is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Tomorrow, like I said a million times, Valentine's Day. Have some fun. Do something nice for yourself. If you're not dating someone, like, whatever. Don't be boring. Do something fun for yourself. You do not need to be with someone to love your life. So I know that kind of contradicts all the music that I'm playing to this morning. But keep that in mind. And yeah, I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Let's round out with some Jeff Buckley. And don't get too sad when I finish playing this. Bye.
See the rain fall upon the funeral mourners. operating in a wake of sad relations as their shoes fill up with water. Maybe I'm too young to keep good love from going wrong, but tonight you're on my mind, so you never know. Broken down and hungry for your love, but no way to feed it. Where are you tonight, child? You know how much you need it. Too young to hold on, and too old to just break free and run. Sometimes turns and yeah.